This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly just, you know, just truly being part of the solution. Because that's really what I want you to do. I mean, if you're not part of the solution, why bother? Not joking. Why bother? Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the polls. A lot you can do up there. You can even buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been taught to hate. More than anything, all the things you've been taught to be afraid of. And you don't have to be. You've been taught to be afraid of it, but you don't have to be. You know, think about all those labels. Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Why are you afraid of those? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us. Okay, so there is so much that we could go over tonight, right? And really, when you think about the story I did in the first hour about Comey, who testified that he saw no physical, or the FBI saw no physical indications of deception by Flynn, but somehow it manifested itself, it came out, I mean, it's just nuts, right? John Kerry, you notice that our unemployment numbers are down, way down, which is great. And of all the people who we kind of thought would never find any work, John Kerry has found work. That's right. Yeah. He's been working behind the scenes to save that fraudulent Iranian nuclear deal. Right? And he's really not trying to save the deal. He's trying to save his butt, and he's trying to save Oblamo's butt. Think about it. Now, according to the Boston Globe, two Sundays ago, he went to the UN for a meeting with the Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif to discuss ways to save the deal. You know, Iran had broken from the first day, and it was the second time in about 2 months that the two had met to strategize over salvaging this deal. This wonderful deal, this perfect deal, this deal that would make anybody feel secure. I go back to saying the same stuff over and over again, which is this. Let me see, what was it? Let's see if I can do this from memory. You had to give them a 21-day notice. That's good. 21-day notice that you were coming to do an testing of the soil around certain buildings. Now, think about that. Think about your parole officer calling you and saying, hey, we're going to do a drug test on you in 21 days. Most drugs are out of your system. You start drinking water like crazy, out of your system. And if that doesn't work, we'll go into part B of this. On the Iranian deal, they would say, sure, no problem. We'll bring you a sample on Tuesday. What would they do? Because they get to bring their own sample. You don't even know it comes from the plant or not. But that was a great negotiating deal that Oblamo did. Again, back to your probation officer. Hey, bring me a sample of your urine. And you'll have to swear to me it's yours. We could do a part of an old Cheech and Chong movie where the guy brought his sister's urine because she was pregnant. Talk about screwing them up. Right? I mean, truly, they don't have to let inspectors in. They can decide where, when, and how. 21-day notice. They give you the sand that the building's around. Now, Trump has been critical of the Obamacare capitulation. Has until May 12th to decide whether or not to toss the JCPOA into the scrap heap. Now, I'm hearing today, I'm going to take a look, but I'm hearing today that Iran's going to throw it in the scrap heap. My understanding from day one is that they haven't lived up to this agreement since day one, number one. And they've already broken the deal. It was never signed. The agreement was never signed by Iran. Kerry also met last month with German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier, whatever it is. And he's been on the phone with top European Union official Federica Mogherini. Now, according to the source who spoke on the condition of anonymity, they're always anonymous sources. You ever notice that? Right? This stuff is treasonous for any country. You can't run around giving out this information. I don't care who it is, giving out this information when you work inside. It's not right. Kerry's also met with French President Emmanuel Macron in both Paris and New York, conversing over the details of the sanctions. Mm-hmm. You know, I love it because they just figure everybody hates Trump as much as they do. They're finding out that this may not necessarily be true now. And they're scratching their heads trying to figure out why. Right? It's unusual for former Secretary of State to engage in foreign policy like this. As an actual diplomat and quasi-negotiator, said Michael O'Hanlon, a foreign policy expert at the Brookings Institute. I mean, seriously, he's not supposed to go overseas and try to negotiate deals or push deals with foreign ministers. John Kerry has no right to be freelancing, as he should know. We have one person leading foreign policy, and that's the president, period. Imagine if somebody else did this while Obama was in office. Additionally, Kerry has quietly tried to bolster support in Congress. In the recent weeks, he placed dozens of phone calls. And as of late, with Ernest Moniz, the former U.S. Energy Secretary, by his side, lobbying members of Congress, including Speaker Paul Ryan. Yeah, Kerry needs to go get a real job. Though he doesn't need one. He keeps marrying in the money. When you keep marrying in the money, you don't need to work, do you? I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. When you come back, we'll tell you what to do with your money. Well, I won't. Dave Fisher will. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash, and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material, material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One, of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to HeartDrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit HeartDrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again. Just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. Cause the flag still stands for freedom.
Okay, everybody.
They can't take
get up, wave your Bic lighter, I'm Joe Machine, your host. You're listening to Real Sight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I love having this guy on, plain simple English. And, you know, we don't have all the answers to money. I don't. I don't know about you, but I don't. Look at my bank account. I don't. But David always seems to be able to drive it home in such a fashion that we can get it and we can understand it. You know, I always love when I have Mr. David Fisher on with me, and
You know, like how we say, and I mean this, I know some of you might be tired of hearing it, but he really does break it down, plain simple English for us. And you need to know what's going on in the markets. You need to know what's going on with your money. And no matter how little you have or how much you have, you really need to know how to manage it. Because when it comes to your money and being safe and what have you, if you knew what you were doing, you know, from your early teens or late teens or what have you, you wouldn't have to listen to anybody because you'd be on an island somewhere in Tahiti, you know, having your martini or whatever and not really worrying about much of anything. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, joins me. David, how are you getting that signal in from, you know, the island over there at Tahiti?
I'll be at the island in July and August for my anniversary in Hawaii. But I'm here in Phoenix, and it's going to break 100 degrees here next week for the first time. So we almost had that last week. But
good for
anyway,
you.
That's nothing compared to, you know, low humidity, low volume and rain. So anyway,
yeah.
Markets are hot today, though.
Good. But wait a minute, you say that, but why? I mean, what happened? Chinese give up? I mean, what happened?
No, we'll talk about that today. We haven't come to any conclusion, and we're still miles apart with China and us. But back to what's causing the market to go up is Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett just came out, and he said he bought 75 billion shares of Apple. And as a result of that, Apple hit all-time highs. It's at 183 as we talk here, and change up 3.7%. Warren Buffett, had added to his shares, existing shares of 165 million shares. He bought 75 more million shares. And now, and when he bought Apple the first time, that was actually at the end of 2017. But now Apple is the largest holdings of Berkshire Hathaway, which is, those that don't know, Warren Buffett manages the corporation called Berkshire Hathaway, and Warren Buffett is one of the wealthiest investors in the world. He hopes that Apple will go down, and probably when it does, he'll probably buy some more. So that's what's pulling up the market. If that wouldn't have been announced today on CNBC with Becky Quick, and Becky Quick is normally the contributor or the spokesperson from CNBC that always interviews Warren. If that wouldn't have happened today, we probably wouldn't have seen the Dow up today. But it is down still for the week. We're having indexes down across the board. But the Dow is up 1.5% today as we're talking.
Well, listen, I'm going to ask you more about the China thing in a second. But, you know, you had mentioned earlier Buffett, Trump. I mean, these singular issues that come up, comments that are made, you know, I caught something you just said now did you say that Apple is one of the largest holders of Berkshire Hathaway stock?
Berkshire Hathaway is the largest, their largest holder, stock holding is Apple.
Wow. Okay. All right. And Buffett's not known for being a tech stock guy, right?
No, he's not typically that, although he is really good friends with Bill Gates, and you know, he's going to pass his wealth down to Bill, the Gates Foundation,
right?
Most of it, but besides that, he's not a tech investor. I mean, he likes to invest in railroads and things like that.
Long term stuff, correct?
Yeah,
yeah.
Physical. He likes to invest in physical things he can touch and feel. You know, he bought a big suit company and China, you know, and that's why all his wardrobe changed about 3 years ago. You know, and that's why he wears nice suits now. But he's not known for buying, you know, in the telecom or Silicon Valley. This is a big change.
You know, I always love when I have Mr. David Fisher on with me and
with Bill Gates, and you know, he's going to pass his wealth down to Bill, the Gates Foundation,
right?
Most of it, but besides that, he's not a tech investor. I mean, he likes to invest in railroads and things like that.
Long term stuff, correct?
Yeah,
yeah.
Physical. He likes to invest in physical things he can touch and feel. You know, he bought a big suit company and China, you know, and that's why all his wardrobe changed about 3 years ago. You know, and that's why he wears nice suits now. But he's not known for buying, you know, in the telecom or the or Silicon Valley. This is a big change for him.
Yeah, yeah. Now back to what's moving the markets as well. I mean, would now you said that they moved because of what Buffett did, but you know, there's a U.S. team in China today, and they're talking about tariffs. Would that have caused anything to happen in the market? Or would it kind of you think it kind of would have just floated neutral?
Well, if it would have caused anything, it would have caused the market to go down because they didn't come to any conclusion. And this is that's why you didn't hear much being said prior to the team going over there. A team consisting of Steve Mnuchin, Larry Kudlow, the two main guys, and there was a few others that went with them. But they didn't want to, you know, put out there exactly what was going to happen because the belief was they weren't going to get much closer, and certainly they didn't. But the United States met with the equivalency of them in China, and unfortunately, there's a lot of problems still happening. We're a big gap still is away. You know, let's look at this. Here's what the United States is asking. They're asking China. They left the table with no concrete agreement, except for they're going to continue to have an open dialogue. And they're going to develop in essence, a red phone. I'm making it simple. He's talking about Batman here, you know, a line of communication that they can talk back and forth, so they don't have to hop on a plane, where they can have an open communication between the talking heads. That's what they agreed upon. What America is asking is for China in writing. That China agrees to the measures of the United States trade deficit by cutting it by $200 billion by the end of 2020. That's a huge, something really big.
We'll get more from David on the other side of the break. More about the trade deficit and what to do, where to bury your money, right after this. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.
You have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
The drug commercial has forever ruined the song for me. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. You'll see the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get right back to David Fisher. And the what do you do with your money? What do you do with the economy? Do you know anything? Do you got a nickel?
David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital. I always enjoy when David's on the show with us. And he does, and I don't just say it, he really does lay it out, as you've heard in the first segment, in plain simple English. You know, we don't know why what drives the market, and, you know, in years gone by, we've been told certain things, but things have changed over the last few years. It's simply Warren Buffett coming out and saying he's doing something, sends the market one way or the other. Trump, same thing there. We're talking with the Chinese on trade limitations, whatever you want to call them, you know, guidelines or what have you. And one of the things, I was in the tech business for almost 20 years, and one of the things that always bothered me was that the Chinese have no laws, if you would, about stealing our technology. You know, they reverse engineer hardware with software. They crack it, resell it, repackage it, send it back out again. This has got to be hurting companies in this country. First of all, David, thanks for being with me again. And secondly, why don't you help me address some of these issues, because it does make a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if the Dow can drop 500 to 1,100 points based upon the announcement of we're having a fight with China called tariffs, or the possibility of a tax coming into products coming into from China, or our products being taxed that go to China, you know, that's affecting the Dow, and that's why we talk about this, affecting all the Dow, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ. But China has in place a thing called technology transfer data. And what that is simply is this, is if you had a company, Joe, a technology company, and you wanted to expand and build a manufacturing plant in China, for you to do so, you have to, in essence, show them what you know about technology. They're going to have a waiting time. In essence, they're going to copy your data and use it for their own purposes. That's what they've done. And so And then they allow you to either come into their country or not a few months later or a period of time later. And by that time, they've already developed their own technology or use your technology to propagate their own technology and their own manufacturing base. So then we don't have a level playing field. And that's what President Trump is talking about. And that's why in this letter, they're saying to eliminate that in China by January 2019, forcing that practice upon U.S. Companies. So, will that happen? I don't know, but we're miles apart, and let's look at the big picture. President Trump, and this is not a cut on President Trump, he has a few more years in office and maybe another term, so 6 years or so at best. The Chinese president, Xi Jinping, will have a lifetime if he wants, because recently China just voted to not have elections moving forward for any duration of time. So, put it bluntly, all they have to do is wait this thing out, and the next president, I don't think, is going to have the same passion that President Trump has. This is why the news is saying it's difficult to measure, you know, are we making progress or not, because they're not agreeing upon anything really of substantiated items where the big gap is. And so nobody's, you know, making consolidations to help the other side to consolidate. And unfortunately, time is not on our side. Although 6 years might sound like a lot, in Chinese terms, that's just a blip on the clock, as they think in terms of legacy. So I think the waiting game is what we don't have working for us. And this is why President Trump sent a team over to China. He understands that, and he's pushing for this. I don't know if he's going to get what he wants. I hope he does. It'll be great for America. We have made some progress, so I will say that, because the number is exports of goods and services have increased $4.2 billion, or 2%, in March compared to the beginning of the year. And we have some, you know, some good news that just in the last 30 days, the trade deficit has dropped from $8.7 billion down to $49 billion from $57.7 billion. So that trade deficit is what we're talking about. So it's going the right direction. President Trump wants to not get it to zero, but he wants to get it close to it's $375 billion, and he wants to cut it by $200. And most of this figures that of the good news has come out is Hong Kong, our trading partner, has shows a surplus of $3.3 billion. In other words, we've made some headway, about $3 billion in just a couple months here, just by talking about this. So it is working, but, you know, $3 billion a month or $4 billion a month has a long ways to get to $200 billion. That's quite a few months, and that's why time is not on our side.
No, and, you know, it's funny you should say that. I know that we had talked about this earlier, but China definitely, and other countries as well, but China is definitely a long game player, and their people, for the most part, their people are definitely very loyal, and I know this sounds weird, but very loyal to the motherland. You know, they are very much into China and that kind of thing. Don't you agree?
Well, not just you. I agree with that. And how that has happened is because they have a government news agency. I mean, in America, we have basically
President Trump on Wednesday lashed out at the ongoing special counsel
and a handful that are against Trump. And you have this huge dichotomy because we have a free press in the United States. You have a government press in China, and it dictates what the Chinese people are going to learn, see, and feel, and believe, and live. And so clearly in the press, before our team went over to China, and they're coming, they're on a plane right now, they're coming back, so there will be probably a press release sometime between tonight or Saturday when they will actually release an actual results of what happened. But I don't expect great things. But anyway, the news media in China, Joe, has been saying that we're not going to give in to the United States bullying tactics, and we're going to make China a great world country. So this is, you know, what they're wanting to do. They're making it very well known in their media, and they're saying don't buy this or that. And, you know, they're telling their citizens recently, don't buy soybeans. And soybeans are the number one thing that we import to China. And that is what they use that for, raising pork. It's the number one food source in that industry. And that's a big staple in the Chinese culture. And so they're willing to, you know, affect their lifestyle, and the media propagates it, and the citizen lives that way. And this is a huge effect on the Midwest, where about 7-8 states of our country develop most of its resources and livelihood. So it's going to affect the soybean crops, unfortunately. And there's not enough ability to get the soybeans out of Brazil from China. And so we're going to have some major problems, unfortunately, this rhetoric going back and forth. And the Chinese culture is definitely being influenced by the Chinese government media.
Well, this is what I love about all this stuff, where you're, you know, we've gotten so ingrained. We've allowed ourselves over the years to become so dependent on other countries for certain things that when I won't say a crisis, but when you want to make a move, when you want to do something, you can't. You're pardon the term, but you're pretty much hogtied. There's not much you can do. And it's terrible. It's gotten to that point, but you know that's and now you've got we're fighting with China on the you know the islands that they created, not the natural items, but the islands that they actually created. There's an area of concern for me especially, but I'm sorry. You know I dragged you all over the place, but I really believe that these things have a direct effect on the market and how people are feeling about their finances and that kind of stuff.
So, well, that's going to have effect with what how North Korea and Japan and the whole deregulation of North Korea and South Korea's putting down their in essence differences and stopping this war that's been going on for 40 years. So that relates because there's these islands that they're all fighting about on who's going to actually have in sovereign ownership of it.
And even that, people will never give them credit, obviously, but even that, people don't realize what a big deal that was, what a big deal it is to have this kind of thing happen. Listen, we got to go for a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to talk about where gold is going and an update on the Treasury market. I mean, the unwinding of their balance sheet
and how much it actually affects us.
We'll be back in a minute.
I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moltenhau, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Come on, you gotta love that. We are back. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on here, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let's get back to it. I want to know what you're going to do with your... Well, I want to know what I'm going to do with my money. You know what I'm saying?
We're back with our pal David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital. Always love it when he's on. It's plain, simple English about what's going on in the finance world. And if you think that you're just going to pick up the paper and look at the stock market every day, your hair's going to go from black to white pretty quick. If it's white, it may go back to black. I don't know. But, you know, as you look at what's happening in a market, you can't just gauge it on what's going on in the market. Some of you guys are going to have to open up the different parts of the newspaper, if you still get one, and see what's going on around the world, because it's more of a, you know, I hate this term. It makes my tongue get stiff. But global, you know, it's, we are more tied into global issues than ever before. And we're tied into Twitter issues, too, or Twitter issues as well. David Fisher, always a pleasure when you're with me.
My pleasure, Joe, to be with you always.
You know, let's talk about where is the market going from here? You know, last week gold went down. This week it's up. I mean, we kind of joke around about the roller coaster at the stock market. Where does gold fit in all of this? Or
Well, the gold market does adjust to what the stock market is doing and also what the dollar market is doing. So let's take a look quickly at what stocks have done. I said last week that more than likely stocks are going to lean towards the downside, and the Dow is down about 1% this week, even though it rose 1.5% greater than that just today alone. It's down, still down. There's a little bit of a change in the rhetoric happening. In January, we were talking about record earnings, if you remember that, and corporate earnings. Today, and most recently, we're talking about those being peak earnings. So it's turned from a bull to a bear type of scenario as far as the terminology. In January, we were talking about global synchronization and expansion, and now we're talking about more of a global slowdown happening. In January, we were talking about inflation being under control or in essence, benign. And today, we're talking about inflation picking up. So, you know, are we stalling? Are we slowing? The reports are coming out that, you know, the death of global economic growth are maybe exaggerated than what reality is. And consumer staples are down a whole bunch, like 40% in the last 52 weeks, 25 to 40% of a lot of stocks. And most of that's happened since the end of January. So the bears are coming out and saying, you know, we're winning the game, so to speak. It is the dollar actually, ironically, has been going up here in the short term, like I said it probably would, and that should have been good for stocks. Stocks should be up because we're having a lot of good, you know, numbers showing that we're still in a bull market, we're still in a healthy economy, and the market should be going higher, but it's not, and that's because there's a lot of uncertainty, things like we talked about before. And this uncertainty has caused people to go into gold. We've seen gold hit a bottom and then now it's bounced off the bottom. There is, it's been in a short-term trading range. I think it's going to break out of it this year, personally. But people are coming out of the woodwork and saying, you know, we're going to have problems moving forward, some major problems. And another person from last week to this week came forward, a billionaire. He just put half of his net worth into gold. This is not a conspiracy. This is not a small website saying this. This is CBS Market Watch saying this. Egyptian billionaire Nawaz Sharif, he sees gold surging to $800 an ounce while an overvalued stock market is going to hit the skids. That's his quote. And he also says that we're in the end. You have China, and they will not stop consuming. And he says the people tend to go to gold during a crisis, and we're in a full, here's how he says it, we are full of crisis right now. So I don't know if I believe what he's saying, but he put in, he's worth $5.7 billion, and he's the second richest man in Egypt, and he put half of his money in gold recently, over a period of time. Now he's at 50% of his money in gold. I'm not advocating people put 50% of their money in gold, although I have lots of clients that have done that and even more. But I advocate diversification. And I think we're going to have gold in a bull market this year, like I said, in January. Not a phenomenal one, but it's going to end the year at a higher number than it started. And I think stocks are down about 2% year to date, and I think we're going to have some challenges in that market. I don't think it's going to crash this year, but next year's going to be a totally different environment. We've been talking about that. But central banks are bought. I got a report from the World Gold Council. Central banks, the biggest buyers of gold historically, Joe. The demand for gold increased this year, quarter one, compared to quarter one last year, is up 82 tons, or percentage-wise, about 42%. So that's a pretty big, strong increase in central banks buying gold. And they must be seeing something in the future, because historically central banks are the ones that make the biggest moves in buying gold before a crisis happened. That's been the case. It happened in 2000 before 2001. It happened in 2006 before 2008. And it happened in 2010 before we got a credit downgrading in 2012. And now they're doing the same thing. It's the same story, just a different time.
Yeah, all this stuff, how it ties together. I was listening late last night, you know, sitting around writing some notes, and I heard that China is not, and I don't know how true this is, I'm asking you, you're the expert, but China is not that far away or pushing to become the economic power on the planet. And they've made great, you know, leaps and strides over the last 10-plus years. Any truth to that at all, or where do you see that going?
Well, they launched their currency called the petrol yuan, where they can now countries can trade oil outside of the U.S. dollar and use their currency, and that currency can be fully converted to gold, which is in essence what the United States did from prior to 1971 back a few decades. We were the country that was used to trade oil in 1974, but prior to that, countries from 1971 back could use our dollar and convert it to gold, and then Nixon closed that window, and so they found a new reason to do that, to hold the dollar, and they created a petrodollar, and that's what 1974 did when we had agreement with OPEC. And so from 1974 until just a couple years ago, the U.S. dollar was the only currency that you could buy oil in contract. Well, now there's another alternative. So China's been doing about 50, 60 different things. I have a white paper on it, on how they've been setting this all up, because they think long terms, they think in legacies. Where are they at in the scheme of things? Well, they're moving speed-wise, they're moving at light speed, but they got a long ways to travel to knock the dollar off the pedestal. Still, I will say, according to the reports that I'm reading, they're probably representing about maybe 2 to 5% of all the trades in the world. The other portion is going to be the majority of being the dollar. So they got a long ways to go, but they're certainly moving very rapidly, and they're with full tenacity to get there, and that is their goal. You know, this, it doesn't, I've always said it, you know, one or two headlines will change the economic environment. And that's what happened in 2008. Two headlines changed the markets, changed everybody's lifestyle globally. It wasn't a whole lot that needed to be done, just a couple headlines. Will it take one to two headlines for the dollar to be overthrown? No, I don't think so in this case. But one to two headlines could cause the Chinese currency to not be used in 2 to 5% of the market, but 25 to 40%.
Wow.
And you know, and that won't happen overnight, but that could happen in a year's time. I know that might be aggressive thinking. You know, some of my associates in my industry think much more aggressive than I do, and I think I'm ultra conservative. I think in the next 10 years, Joe, 5 to 10 years, we're going to have a considerable amount of competition from the Chinese country, financially speaking. And this all comes down to our debt in the treasury market. We just don't have our financial house in order.
All right. Well, I go drinking now. Anyway, hey, if you want more information on this stuff, you got to head over to landmarkgold.com, landmarkgold.com. David's got a white paper out called Time is Up, Which Bubble Will Burst First to Trigger the Coming Great Deflate. I love that. By the way, I love that line, The Coming Great Deflate. 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311, or visit landmarkgold.com. David, always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me. Sincerely.
My pleasure, Joe.
You know, I always enjoy when David's on with me because it's plain, simple English. Easy for us to understand. We know what we need to do or should do. And it doesn't matter how much money you have or don't have or might have or whatever. You know what? There's always a way to save a few bucks. When we come back, we're going to talk about there's a mural at a school that depicts a warrior sparing Donald Trump's decapitated head. You know what? I'm so glad that love trumps hate. Aren't you? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.